Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Each and every week, we appreciate you tuning in. Barbecue Bob, August is behind us, brother. It's September stinking 1, and we're in the middle of a Labor Day weekend, and we're going to talk a little bit about some things you can do on your grill to wrap up the summer and get ready for the fall. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for taking a little time to tune us in and see if we can't help your grilling game and maybe a little bit of your food game, your beverage game, but basically hang out for the weekend, have some fun, and talk about good things to put on your grill and in your tummy. Yeah. It is the Labor Day weekend, and you shouldn't be doing any labor this weekend.
Right.
I will be, but it's kind of wrong to do labor on Labor Day weekend. You're supposed to be celebrating, I don't know what, the labor movement or something? I don't get it. But it's a good excuse for a weekend, if nothing else.
Right. Long weekend at that. And a lot of people had Friday off, so they turned it into the last four-day hoorah before the schools start and all that other good stuff.
That's
but
right.
Part of what we want to talk about today is maybe prepping a little bit. You're in the middle of the weekend now if you're listening to this. But this plays because you might have another couple days. Bob, this is going to sound goofy, but you know I love my Scottish eggs, right?
I've never heard that
before.
That's
the hard-boiled egg with breakfast sausage around it. Well, I got a twist on it, and you can make these ahead of time. I surf the internet. You get ads on your phone, whatever. There's these little cups that are silicone cups. They're called egglets, and what they are is you put a raw egg in those and put the raw egg in the little silicone thing in boiling water. You don't have to peel the eggs.
I thought you were going to say you throw it in the microwave.
No, nope. They go in a boiling water and they float in there. There's a little rack that holds six of them and they float. But here's the cool part is that because you're using a raw egg, I mixed in a little diced green pepper, a little bit of diced onion. And
so it's a hard-boiled scram.
I put in some cheese and poured that egg in that cup and I boil them. They take a little longer. It was about 20 minutes. But when they came out, I've got eggs and peppers, onions and cheese, all in a hard-boiled egg. I wrap that in the breakfast sausage. I've elevated the Scotch egg to a whole new level, dude. It's amazing. I couldn't believe how cool it turned out with the cheese and the egg and the peppers and the onions right in there. It's a surprise. You know, you usually, when you eat those, you've got a hard-boiled egg.
Dr. Frankenstein would be impressed.
Yeah.
Messing with embryos.
But just think about the potential for that and what you could mix into that. It's kind of like your bacon explosion, where you can play with the interior of that thing as well.
That's the beauty of food anyway.
Yeah. Yep. But I was thinking
and
to myself.
And good for you. You're taking chances, and that's what we encourage everybody to do, is just explore and do things. You don't have to see it online to make it good. Matter of fact, half the stuff online isn't that good. It's just somebody found a cheap, easy way to do something, and they're trying to sell something. So, just be creative and do like Jop just did and just think outside the box.
It was kind of cool. I was pleased with the way they turned out.
I've seen ads for these things you can put an egg in and microwave it. Or maybe it's on TV. And it's like, I'm not going to, first of all, microwaving an egg is totally wrong.
Right.
I think, you could get in trouble for that in certain places. And microwaving something in plastic, I don't know. I think someday they're going to find out that wasn't a good idea.
Right.
Just like Roundup wasn't a good idea. Oh, no, it's gone in 10 days.
Right,
I don't think so. Well, you are absolutely right. It is that smell is in the air. It was cool yesterday morning and this morning. And, man, I don't know. I'm kind of done with the heat. I'm a Norseman anyway.
Yep.
I don't do well in the heat. And this is my kind of weather. I can lay in the snow for hours, but man, you make me work outside like I did this summer in that heat, and I don't survive like some people do.
No, I don't do well with it either. But the fall is here. It's inevitable, right? I mean, we're the 1st of September. We're going into, I know you're in my favorite season of the year for a couple reasons. One, the weather that you just talked about. Two, it's football season, which means for grilling guys, it's tailgates. And then, of course, our beloved hunting seasons that will carry us from the 1st of October through the end of the year.
All of them start right now.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Yep.
We need to move one.
Yeah.
Have to start the spring bear hunt. Hunt the skinny bear. I did not apply for a bear tag this year, but plenty of my friends did, and I've got buds that are getting their bear trips lined up, and I'm kind of thinking next year I'm going to try for that. There's like an overabundance of black bear in the UP, and I kind of like to do that. But I'm getting ready right now for bow season because I think whitetail hunting is the best of all.
Starts October 1st, so a month from now.
Yep. So got my bows out. I got my boys are coming up in a couple weeks. We're going up to Whipple Lake to do a tune-up. We're actually going to move the location of the campers to a different spot on the land.
Because, I didn't know they were portable.
Well, yeah. One's a 52 Trotwood
with
the original tires,
right?
And they're still good.
Really?
Real rubber works.
Right.
And
saw one of those on the road the other day. I took a picture of it. I haven't sent it to you yet. I'm not lying. It said Trotwood right
on
the back.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, that made me think of you instantly.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, they must have made them well. But the other one's my pop-up that I keep up there for a bunkhouse. And we're going to put them on a spot of the property that is in the corner by the lake and then open up the whole hunting ground so nobody's driving through the middle of it. Because when the old...
How many years did it take you to figure that out?
When Ted's dad put the trailer there. And he has passed now, so I think it's okay to change things up.
You've got to be careful of. You are right.
It's not my land.
Right.
It's their family.
Tradition.
That's right.
Right. Don't mess with it.
I just kind of manage it for them.
Right.
And so I delicately got this approved, and we're going up there, and we're going to be cutting some trees.
Yeah. Making a new path.
The best part.
Right. Yeah. So you can come in on the edge
of the property. And repositioning our stands. But I did, my point is, I went to Alan Bob's, and I picked up another bow. My son's was in there for a tune-up, and just checking out all the new stuff down there at Allen Bob Sports. It's just a fantastic, I guess, fusion of a Western tack shop and sports now since they merged with whatever
south
the name
end,
of
South end
of
Millbrook Tack.
Millbrook, thank
you. And they're on the south end of Grand Rapids. For those of you that don't know where they're at. It's on 68th Street off of 131.
Yeah, right.
There's
on the freeway.
Exit right there.
Yep.
It's right on a freeway. You can't miss
it. And that's
it.
In Grand Rapids, Michigan, in case you're listening elsewhere.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, they've increased the size of the shop. They've tuned up their inventory, and it's just a great place to go and shop.
Yeah, and no matter where you live, that sporting goods shop that's your favorite place, this time of year, there's something about walking in there that's kind of like Christmas.
Right.
You know, it's
early.
Like, I can't wait. And you've got your budget. You always have to be careful of the budget, but you always blow through it.
Right.
Then you got to rob another fund.
Right. Yeah.
So,
to make it work. But they're having a big blowout sale right now if anybody wants to go down there for all their bow equipment that it's on. And we're going to be, helping them out with that. And this, you started it early.
And I tried the Cajun grill this week. I put some chicken on it with a little lime EVO and some lemon pepper and sea salt and parsley. I grilled and smoked. I indirect, so I did like a reverse sear and got
explain
a little
people
smoke
what that
on
is,
it. So that's where I cooked it indirectly and then seared it last.
Okay.
And then I drizzled some grapefruit balsamic on it when I was done, and my girls went nuts. Maureen and Olivia just both... I mean, I have to do it again today when I get home.
Chicken breasts?
Just chicken breasts.
Yep.
Skinless.
Yeah.
Which are tricky.
Yes. You got to keep those hydrated or they're going to be little hockey pucks.
Pull them at about 163.
Yeah. Yep. And 165 is done. They're going to finish cooking.
Yep.
But that's the number one complaint we hear from people with skinless boneless chicken breasts is they dry them out when they grill them. But anyway, coming up next, we've got a new sponsor on the show. It's a Better Made Snacks. And we have the CEO, Sal Cipriano. So stick with us. We'll be back. That's what-